moving one of the nation's flagship newspapers more quickly into the digital age, while also bolstering its Washington coverage as well as other reporting. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on the studios of KCNR 1460. Turn something down. Whatever you're doing, turn it down a little bit. So it's killing me here. Okay. Oh, we had people on here last night that probably changed the sounds around. Okay, got it. Hey, good morning, everybody. It is the 22nd of August, 6.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda's on assignment today. It's Tuesday. But I have the Bob here, as opposed to Bad Bob. We have the Bob. What's the weather look like?
Good morning, Carl. The weather looks partly sunny and hot today with a high near 98 degrees, and then we'll see a cloud cover of sorts move in this evening, bringing with it a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms possibly before midnight, and then that'll move out, leaving us with a sunny, mostly clear day tomorrow and a high near 100 degrees. Highs for the rest of the week, 99 on Thursday, 101 on Friday, and 103 on Saturday.
Oh, just when you think you're getting out of the 100s, and then they sneaks a 103 in. Okay, thanks. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Based in Anderson, but it's a locally owned, locally operated, better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kinney, super people down there. Give them a call, 365-3793. We have Lori Baker coming in today from the Shasta Cascade and Visitors Bureau, Convention Center and Visitors Bureau. This is not just our center down there. Civic Auditorium. No, this is she runs all of the. She's the CEO for this organization that pushes the name of Shasta County out throughout the United States and maybe even the world. Of course, from Breading, and a number of other entities. And a lot of people have heard about it, but they don't know exactly everything that has to do with how they operate, where they spend their money, and all those things. So it looks like I'm having another bit of problems with the Internet again this morning. Is it rebooting itself again like it did yesterday? How's the stream working, or have you checked that lately?
I've checked it several times. Yes, the stream is fine. The weather just updated on here.
Maybe it's just me. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll try again. Okay. The other things we want to talk about today. I want to talk about homeless veterans. And, the news here in Shasta County and Redding is a lot better than you would think. We'll address that. How about the eclipse? Did you go out yesterday and look at the eclipse?
Yeah, I did our front door.
Did you have, you tell me you didn't.
I did not go blind.
Okay. Did you have something to look through?
No, I was just mainly going out to see, how dark it got. The answer, not very. It was about maybe like it was at dusk or late afternoon, but.
It's not the total enchilada right here.
Right.
In some places, though, I mean, you got down to Charleston, South Carolina, or Nashville, Tennessee, and some of these other places, it was total. And up where Bob was at, I'm not sure if Bob got total. Maybe his camera wasn't working or something, but Bad Bob, who went up to Oregon. And from what I understand, there's this one, we heard from these one couple that were up there. They're on this beach. They're supposed to have something like 40, 50,000 people on it. Nobody there. Very few people, because people heard so much of what the traffic was going to be like, and millions of people, National Guard out, and I think they just didn't go. And So the people that did go were not crowded and had a great time. I recorded this, or Linda and I recorded this on TV yesterday. We haven't sat down and looked at it yet. They were going to be flying along on a plane trying to cover as much of it as they could. We went up to Benton Dog Park yesterday. No, the dogs didn't have their own little solar glasses, eclipse glasses, because guess what? Dogs do not look up in the air. And we know that. But all of us out there, and that one guy had a variety of welder's masks, you know, of the plates on them, he put together so he could look at it. I'm not sure if that's totally safe, but, you know, it didn't seem like he was screaming and rolling around on the ground. But we shared our glasses with everybody so everybody could see it, and we got the maximum there. I think it was like a sliver of the sun was left. I think we got, what, 90%? 87-90% of it? But it was absolutely, when you think about it, how cool that is. And so, you know, it's one of those things that the next one is going to be when I'm 98 years old, Bob. That means you'll be 142. But next one will be when I'm 98. So I'll be able to go out at Benton Dog Park with Elk Killer 4 and Linda, and being out there, being able to see the next one. Of course, by then, who knows? You know, when it comes out, you probably have your own, you know, you've probably got your own types of things that, you know, your own, my replacement of my bionic lenses in my eyes. I can just, you know, I can just adjust them so I can look at solar eclipses. I don't have to put anything on. You know, I can trot on out there in my solar limbs, in my solar-powered limbs. But then what happens if you get a full eclipse? Does your solar-powered batteries that runs your heart, are they just, you know, going to stop? Or do you have to have like a little charger with you? Okay. A lot of other things going on today. Dignity Health and Wellness Campus area is going before the Planning Commission. I don't know if you know how big this thing is, Bob, but it's a two-part plan. The first one's going to be an 80,000 square foot building down behind the Rayleigh Shopping Center down on the Sacramento, and four stories. And then when they finish building it out, if they need the space, they've got two more buildings, a three-story building and two-story buildings down there on the river. And what this is going to do is going to give Dignity Health, in this case Mercy Hospital, it's going to have a place for general physicians, general care physicians, and a number of other wellness things. It's a wellness campus so that people can get down there and get to it easy. It's going to go in front of the Planning Commission today, and if it's approved, it goes in front of the City Council on September 19th. But there's a lot of you listen to shows on the weekends. I mean, you're here, you're running the shows. When this comes up, is there a lot of you look at the chat room and all that? Is there people against this? Many people would you hear that? Oh, you know, we're giving it to them or stuff like that.
Actually, hasn't.
Hasn't even come up
on the weekend all that much.
Okay, because there was some people that were bothered by it before, some kind of conflict with them by putting it down there. I frankly think it's a great idea. I would like to think if they can put it on the Sacramento River, then we should be able to put things like restaurants and places to shop and places to eat, as you other smaller places there, and places to go to listen to music, and make it part of the downtown experience. You know,
what were they bothered by?
I think it was because they were putting it on a river, and the first thoughts were, oh, you're going to run the river here. But the way that they have it planned, Dr. Randy Smith, who was one of the ones that protects the rivers, as we all know, went down there and saw what they were doing, saw they were going to actually improve what was happening down on the edge of the river, and gave his blessing on that. And so it was, I think that they've solved most of the problems, or they answered most of the questions and concerns of people. So I think this is going to be a great event. I'm not sure if, you know, when they buy the land, I'm not sure if that was, if it means then you have to, you know, pay the premium wage for the, you know, contractors and all that, because it comes, they bought it from the city, or because they bought it at the regular price of it, that they don't have to and all this. So I don't look at that as being a problem. But I think it's great. Here's another aspect. And now there's also down in that general area, not on the river, but in that general area, other thoughts about bringing in, building in housing for seniors. I think that's a good idea. So Reading, I think, is right on the cusp. I know what you listen to on Sundays is kind of like, the battles that are going on. But I like to think the Reading is moving forward. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. This is where we go to buy our guns because, frankly, the customer service, the gunsmithing, if I need anything, you know, tweaked on the guns, is best at Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah have had this company for over 8 years. They've got two children now, and the store continues to thrive. A lot of the people have worked there the whole time, and that tells you something in this type of industry, that you see the same people over and over again. And that's good because when you come in to talk to somebody, you want somebody that's knowledgeable. And the people they have working there are very knowledgeable. They're very friendly. They have discounts for veterans, and they also offer really solid CCW courses with Seth Stokes. You can get it all right there at Bastiani Arms. All the accessories, ammo, everything you need. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur. We'll be right back after these messages. It's about 17 minutes after the hour of 7, and I will wake up now.
Better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment today. It is 7:20 in the morning. It's 69 degrees going up to 98 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Okay. I want to get into the destruction of monuments. The battle, of course, in Charlottesville wasn't over monuments. It was the it started, you know, they were going to take down the monument. And from what I understand, there's a lot of misunderstanding about this. Is that there was a vote and the city didn't want to take it down, but then the city council said yes, we're going to take down the statue. Well, at this point, this gave then the neo-Nazis and the skinheads and other racially people that hate people of color came together. And it's not just people of color, it's religion and who knows what else, education, whatever. But they came together. Well, and that, of course, then came the Antifa protesters and other protesters that weren't Antifa. I make Antifa as a completely separate group. They're the ones that are dressed in the black, their faces are covered, they come armed, they're ready to fight. And then you got the side of the, and they're saying, well, this was just this is just going to be a peaceful march. No, it wasn't. Because you came armed too. When you come armed with shields and baseball bats and all these things, don't tell me you don't expect trouble and that you're not ready for it. Now, Trump says, you know, we have to condemn hatred. We hate your, and then he said, but neither side they don't have a lock on hatred. There's enough hatred there from both sides to go around. However, let's just face it. They went there to have a fight. They went there to instigate something, and they got the fight. And they didn't even have the march. That thing was shut down. Now, the question is why were the Charlotte police not even in the riot gear ready to go and get in between them? And then, of course, the 20-year-old who slams his car into the crowd, kills somebody, injures 20 others, and then two helicopter pilots, they're watching this thing, their helicopter goes down. The whole thing, turns into this. They're saying the statues need to come down because they illustrate, they're paying homage, they're giving recognition and putting on a pedestal those who fought for slavery. I can understand how some people would say that because, what was the Civil War about? Well, you can say a lot of things. It was states' rights. Yeah, I believe it. Robert E. Lee, who in his later life made so many statements how abhorred slavery. And we're looking at this as the United States. Back then, our United States was still, still getting that feeling stage there. And states took much more onto themselves. They believed, as I think it's true, is that states should have more rights. They shouldn't have to bow to the federal government. Now, in this case, they wanted the right to plan their own destiny. But their own destiny included slavery. Slavery was not addressed until later on in the war, as you know, in the 13th Amendment. But the war was on. Lee, who was offered a chance to lead the Union troops, said, I cannot go against my state, my family, all of this, my whole family. So he went to fight for the Confederacy. After it was over, he came back into he took the oath of alliance to the United States. William and Lee University, all of these things he did. Now, so the question is, though, is that he fought for the South, who was at that time states' rights, but also let's just face it, it's slavery, because slavery is what their economy ran on in many cases with the cotton. Now, did most of the people that fought, say 98% of the people that fought in that war, Civil War for the South, did they own slaves? No. They didn't own slaves, but they believed in their state, and that's why they fought. The vast, vast, vast majority didn't have slaves, but they did believe that they should have the right to for their destiny of their own, for their own state. Now, not excusing slavery at all, or hatred, or any of that. Okay. Now, it's also true that some of these statues, many of these statues, were built during that era of the Jim Crow. to keep you know, to keep blacks from to venerate the past. They weren't built in 1888. They weren't built in, you know, they weren't built. They, a lot of them were built in the 19th or in the 1900s. So we have that question. Now, but here I think is the crux of the question. If we start taking down our past, if we start taking down our past, and many have said, why don't we just put them in a museum? Because I tell you why. If you take them down and you put them in a museum, the next attach will be on that museum. Oh, you have a museum that advocates slavery. How can you have that? That's like advocating the genocide of Jewish people. And that's where it's going. Now, when you start taking these statues down, where do you stop? Is it just Confederate generals? They actually were digging up Nathan Bedford Forrest in Memphis. They were digging his body up. What? Who's Nathan Bedford Forrest? He was a cavalry commander during the Civil War. He was very successful when he was doing it. He, at the end of the war, though, he wasn't content in just you know, trying to rebuild his life, which he was doing. He also started the Ku Klux Klan. Many believe that he started the Ku Klux Klan. Of which, you know, the main membership of that, as we know, was Democrats back in the, you know, the 1800s and the 20s and the 30s, 40s, and maybe even the 50s, and probably into the 60s. So they're digging up his body to move. They're trying to. So I guess the question is, and we'll move into this into the next segment, is it, you say, if we put them on pedestals, we are venerating slavery. And this is a horrible part of our history. Okay. But do we destroy our history? Do we just take away our history? Do we just pretend it didn't happen? Do we just teach about it in schools? And if you look at history books in schools, are we teaching about it? I want to tell this quick story before we take a break. I believe it was like two decades ago, maybe less than that. The Smithsonian Institution, it was while I was in the Marine Corps, Smithsonian Institution wanted to do an exhibit of the Enola Gay that dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. And when they did it, they wrote it in such a way that it looked like that the United States was the aggressor in this war. And we dropped this bomb and killed all these people, and there really wasn't a good reason for it. The Japanese were on the ropes. We just, you know, and when they wrote that, and again, this was a while ago. You can please Google it and check on this. The outrage of the veterans and of this country who fought through that war, who remembered what it was like to fight on those islands and being attacked, the outrage of these people were... It rose up, and they totally canceled the new Enola Gay exhibit, and the director of the Smithsonian had to resign. They were rewriting history because we dropped a bomb on Hiroshima to stop from having to go in and fight our way through Japan. And they estimated over 1 million casualties, American and Japanese. If that had happened, think about that, 1 million. We were ready. The forces were coming. But to fight through Japan, where the women were being armed with spears and the children being armed with spears, to fight the Americans, which they would have, we dropped these two bombs. The first bomb, they didn't, it wasn't enough. They only capitulated at the second bomb, and the emperor said, okay, you know what, we're not going to, this is over. So when we start thinking about, when we start rewriting history, you've got to really take a good look at what it is. It was part of our history. We dropped the bomb. Yeah. We're the only nation in the world that's used nukes. And we used it twice to end the war that had been going on for 4 years. So, but when you start changing this, when you start changing history, when you start trying to ignore it and pull it out, I think maybe there are a couple solutions. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. Just give them a call, 226-8350. Why? Because it is the most compassionate, quality in-home care that you're going to find, whether it's short-term, say it's a surgery or an injury, or long-term for your loved ones. In-home health care, they're going to be happier. They're going to be feel better, your loved ones are. And Sharon Clark has the best trained, the ones that are right for your family. She hand-selects everybody that works for her. And she treats veterans, and she has such a huge heart for veterans. She always makes sure that the Shasta County Veterans Service Office knows about it, the VA knows that we have veterans here that rate these benefits, and maybe they're not getting them. But these are the extra things that Sharon Clark does. Home Helpers, 226-8350. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A tribute band bringing you the great music and legendary sound of the Doobie Brothers. Join us Friday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, live in the Event Center with all the amazing vocals and driving beat of the Doobie Brothers music. Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, is a show you will not want to miss, performing their greatest hits. So get ready to go rocking down the highway and listen to the music of Doobie Rock, recreating the harmonies of the Doobie Brothers and performing their classic music with unique spot-on vocals. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 8th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better, better at the River.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Suicide has no respect for age, gender, or social status, but there are things we can do to help understand and support those whose lives have been touched by suicide. Please join us on Saturday, September 9th at Caldwell Park for the Redding Out of the Darkness Walk.
Hi, I'm Rhonda, and I'm walking for my daughter, Melissa.
I'm Bobette, and I'm walking for my mom, Diane.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm walking for my son, Josh.
Leave the darkness behind. Go to afsp.org/redding to register, create a team, or donate.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center of Redding, California. Ground zero on the reclamation of the downtown here. We're having a great time watching it happen, too. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 69 degrees going up to 98. We're not breaking the triple digits today. I'm feeling very good about that. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. The owner of is not in town or the country today, but we'll be back, I'm sure, Thursday. So he's having a well-earned vacation, but that doesn't mean that you still can't sign up for some of the most complete CCW training you're going to find. Not only concealed carry, but tactical rifle, defensive pistol, specific private classes for say you and your family or for your business. And also he is offering a free class for women, a ladies only CCW class for free. For the first 50 women that sign up. Online, go to readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. That's right, free. It's being underwritten by a local business in town. I think that's a good idea. Okay, I want to finish up on this before we come to our guest. We talked about the destruction of statues. Now, what's happened in the last few days? A Spanish Padres statue down in Southern California had red paint poured all over it, accusing the church of genocide and slavery. And then last night, or the night before last, the oldest Christopher Columbus statue in America, erected in 1792, as Bob pointed out to me, that was 300 years after he landed here. Thank you, Bob. That's cool. Does that sound right? Yeah. Okay. It was erected in 1792 in Baltimore, and it was damaged, greatly damaged, and they took off the name. They hit it with they put racist. It says the future. They hit it with spray paint, calling them Nazis, and also spray painted the future is racist and economic justice, and then they put a video out. Christopher Columbus symbolizes the initial invasion of European capitalism into the Western Hemisphere. Columbus initiated a centuries-old wave of terrorism, murder, genocide, rape, slavery, ecological degradation, and capitalist exploitation of labor in the Americas. That Colombian wave of destruction continues on the backs of indigenous African Americans and brown people. And this, my friends, is where it's going. This is not going to stop with Confederate statues, because as you know, they tried to tear down the statue of, or they were going after the statue of Andrew Jackson in New Orleans, who fought against the British. I'm not sure why, except maybe they just misunderstood that he wasn't a Confederate general. They've had other statues that had nothing to do with the Confederacy or war get vandalized too, because they were confused. It was just another statue. So, I mean, if you're going to destroy statues, at least know what you're doing. Yeah. But this is where it's going. This is where it's going to be Columbus. And then of course, it's going to go Washington, Jefferson.
Some geniuses in New Orleans destroyed a Joan of Arc statue.
That's the one, the Joan of Arc. That's the one I was talking about, yeah. Joan of Arc. Maybe because, I'm not sure why. I'm not sure.
They thought she was Confederate.
Well, that's what I mean. See, but here's where we're going. And it's going to continue. And this is not the vast majority of people. Now, over 90%, and this is kind of the scary thing, over 90% of the people think that the Mount Rushmore should not be changed. That means 10% do. or maybe they're 8%, I don't know. Or they're, what's Mount Rushmore? Frankly, 90% of this country knew what Mount Rushmore was. It's kind of, makes me feel good. Anyway, bottom line here is, there's no place for hatred. There is no place for hatred. And by the way, this hatred that they're going for races and all, I just saw where the police in New York are saying, hey, you know what? You talk about hatred aimed at people, it's aimed at the blue. Hatred aimed at blue. Because no matter what color policeman you are, we're getting shot, we're getting attacked. They hate us because we are policemen. Not because of what we've done, because, yeah, there's some bad apples, but because, the vast majority of policemen are trying to help, but it doesn't make any difference. Because you're wearing blue or whatever the uniform is, you're being attacked. 6 police shot over the weekend. One day. I think 2 killed, 4 wounded. In these cases, and they're just ambushes. In some cases, one was a suicide. They went and tried to help him, and he started shooting. But this is where my concerns are, that you know, you can pick on the, you know, you pick an easy target, then you start working your way down. When do you stop? And I think it's time for the, you know, I think it's time for states, you know, to say, hey, look, you know what, maybe we don't want this, but what happens the next time in 20 years they're going after statues of Joan of Arc or religious statues or icons or your church, because your church does not accept a certain sexual orientation or something like this. I mean, they're already going after it now. What happens if it's just accepted that we can just tear down the structure of this country? There's something wrong there. And the only way you're going to stop that is to fight that. And I'm not talking about grabbing your clubs like Antifa or the skinheads and doing that, but you have to fight it. You have to fight it at the city level. You have to fight it at the county level. So if they want, you know, if for some reason, which we don't have, I don't think there's any statues around. Are there statues? I think we have a couple of statues around. Maybe people that, you know, founded Reading. Did they do it on the backs of indigenous Americans? But not to stop, not to accept this. Is that, you know, and say, hey, wait a minute, this is our history. Yeah, you know what, it may offend some people, but if we don't have this, if we don't have this sense of history, where do we go? All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I've got with me Brian Martin, and we're going to be talking about, who's a policeman, who was a former policeman here in town, right, Brian?
I worked for Reading Police for 11 years, and you were talking about the support that the Blue needs, and that is exactly why I founded We Back the Blue.
And that's right, and you found, and we wanted to talk about what that was like. I hope that was, it looked like it was pretty successful.
It was amazing.
It was amazing down there. Okay. And that's one of the things we wanted to talk about, too. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Is the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Reading Kia?
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer ends September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms, but remember to turn them off when you leave. Ceiling fans left on in unoccupied rooms waste energy and cost you money. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 15 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here in the studios. Burning. That was yesterday. KCNR 1460. 69 degrees going up to 98 today. And I am with Brian Martin, who is not only the general manager of River Commons down in Anderson, but he's also the founder of We Back the Blue.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
we
I got that
Blue
right.
Shasta. Yep.
Okay, we back to Blue Shasta. You just had the event Saturday. Y'all have been, were on early last week to talk about it.
Yes.
Huge success.
Huge success. Yeah.
So what came from that?
Well, we don't know how much money we ended up raising, but we do know that before we even started, we had a $1,000 anonymous donor down in a businessman down in Anderson. And I know that I stopped by and picked up our signs the following day and talked to some of the kids that were working there, and they said it was insanely busy. So we had a great turnout. We had Girls with Guns partnering with us down there, and they're a great outfit. And,
oh, yeah.
We got a lot of our gear. We have We Back the Blue gear. A lot of that went flying out the door while we were there. So and the car wash, any car wash down there, a buck a car wash at the Arco. Was being donated. I'll have some final tallies, but all that money's going to the Anderson Police Canine Unit. Those canine units, as you said the other day, are force multipliers. They are amazingly strong and awesome animals. Three of us while we're down there, actually four of us, got to play with the dogs.
Okay, now, everybody, listen to this. You all had a chance to sick a dog. I shouldn't say sick. But to turn the dog loose on a politician.
Yes.
Now, think about this.
Yeah, a couple of them, actually. A
couple of politicians were out there, and they got to turn the dogs loose on them. Baron Browning, who's the mayor of Anderson.
Yes.
Who seems pretty well-liked, you know, so.
Yeah.
Browning's not much fun. But then Les Baugh. I bet there were cheers in the crowd. Okay, I know. I'm putting you on a spot there. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah.
So they got. So. And so did you get a chance to?
Dan, the grocery outlet new owner, did. Four of us got to play with the dogs, and those guys are powerful. It's incredible because you get your the feeling like I would not want my bare arm to be in this dog's teeth. I mean, they are so strong and incredibly smart animals, and I know the handlers were more nervous than we were about it because they were a little concerned that the dog might want to reposition to get a better grab, which probably would have been a leg instead of an arm.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Okay, any place. You know, we'll go for the arm first.
But yeah.
You want to have kids? There's a movie with one of these dogs like that. They just came up and he just clamped down.
Ouch.
In the crotch. And it was like, oh, just the thought of it. Now, the... Now all the money's going to the Anderson. When I say a force multiplier out there, what that does means is you come out with a policeman, but when you bring that dog out, it enhances even more than say another policeman. So when you go out there, that gives you more of a capability to do different things when you bring that dog out.
Absolutely, people if they've ever been bit before, they don't ever want it again. And they hear the dog bark, and a lot of times that's all it takes.
That's all it takes, and they come out. You know, we were trained to on how to take dogs, you know, when we're moving into places, stealthing in. And you just offer up a piece of your body. You know, you know what? That's all you can do. Yeah. You can't fight it. You just offer it so you get them in close and then try to take care of it from there. I'm not sure how that's going to work because we didn't practice in the sense of letting a large dog chomp on us, but that's the way, is to give them a piece and then get in close. Now, I'm glad it was a huge success.
Thank you.
Again, it's, you know, you founded this, Brian, and you're a former policeman, of course. And but it's, you know, during this time in our society, we're just talking about it, that policemen are being hated because they're blue.
Correct.
You know, not because of anything else, just because they're blue.
Yeah, and that's, that is really why we founded the We Back the Blue, back when it was a political minefield out there for our officers, that they were the targets of pretty broad statements of being racist and thugs and all that. And so, you know, I just didn't believe that we had a community or even a country that believes that. There's a small minority.
A small minority.
So, you know, we started We Back the Blue just back in October of 15, and now it's grown to, you know, quite a good sized organization in a lot of ways. We're making an impact out there. We've raised a lot of money for unfunded needs and some charities and things. But anyways, it's a great thing. Just to do a quick shout out.
Sure.
At the Elks Lodge on September 23rd, we have our second annual event down there, and we're going to have a huge community event down there. It's always family friendly. We'll have everything. We've got a bunch of speakers, even as far away as the Chico chief is coming up, and anyway, it's going to be a great event. We're going to have kids area bounce houses. We're going to have Anderson CrossFit's going to be doing demos down there. We're going to have a cornhole tournament. So anyways, that September 23rd, 10 to 4 at the Elks. Come on down. It's a free event, and it helps raise money for the this year we're raising money for the three Shasta County Canine Units and Operation Blue Santa.
Great. Super. Now,
thank you.
I want to talk to you about something else.
Yes, please.
Which is what kind of originally that was bringing you on. And this is about River Commons.
Yeah.
And this is, you're the general, what, the general manager?
I'm the general manager. I've been there 9 years. And we're on Hartnell in Redding. And it's an independent retirement community. And I absolutely love it. You know, I get to deal with the best of the best. You know, you're talking about the greatest generation a lot of times. Have great stories. They're determined people, independent people, and
these are people that live on their own. I mean, they've decided to say, "Hey, you know what?" And I know a lot of people like this because I'm tired of taking care of that acre of grass.
Exactly.
It's time to downsize because the kids, you know, they're all well and all this, and you know, so I need an extra bedroom, but I don't need four extra bedrooms.
Right. It's the downsizing. It's the not shoveling snow. It's all those things, not living alone.
We don't shovel a lot of snow out here, but I understand exactly what you mean, the leaves.
Yeah, well, we actually get a lot of people from, like, Mount Shasta, Bernie, and all those outlying areas that there's, like, you know, they get trapped out there in the winter.
I see what you
mean. It's not safe for them.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a really cool thing because when they get in there, a lot of the problems seniors have is isolation, eating well, having friends around. A lot of times they've outlived them or they've moved out of the area. And so moving into a community like River Commons, you know, they quickly have things to do. They get three meals a day that are just great, healthy meals. We have a lot of activities. So they're not hanging out in the room watching TV.
Describe River Commons to me.
It's an apartment, senior apartment complex for 62 and older.
Okay.
And it is a place that people, like you said, that, you know, just maybe don't want mom and dad living out away from them. We've got 24-hour staffing. We've got call boxes in the apartments. So if something comes up, they can pull a cord and, you know, somebody can, you know, immediately check on them, see what's going on. You know, it solves so many of those
problems.
These
people are all getting around. I mean, it's not like we're a nursing home.
It's not nursing.
This is for senior citizens that have, you know, are wanting to live in a nice place they don't have to worry about.
And, you know, what's really one of the coolest things about my job is so many times I'll get mom or dad come in or a couple. And the kids, like a month later, are going, I cannot believe that's the same person I dropped off here a month ago, because they're suddenly happy, having fun. You know, I believe that having fun and making people laugh is super important. It's, you know, medicine to the soul kind of thing. We do a lot of fun things there. We're not your traditional stuffy kind of retirement community. We even had a miniature bicycle race there with the staff. loaded up our residents with squirt guns and water balloons that they threw at us while we were racing around the parking lot. And if you listen to the video, we have a really active Facebook page because the kids like to watch what's going on. But you just hear so much laughter and so much, and that's common at work. And one of the things, too, that I hear all the time, because we're a very friendly, family kind of feel to our community, is people like delivery people, movers, that are in and out of a lot of communities say, I cannot believe how happy your residents are.
You know? I really like the idea, too, of the streaming on the or the things you have on your Facebook page mm-hmm. so people can look at it. And this is not your typical just place to go and die. This is
not,
a place
not at
to,
all.
Yeah, and see, and that's important to know, because going to I've been to several of these. Linda entertained in one in Palm Springs. Yeah. It was like a cruise ship,
right?
Parked at the
exactly.
dock, and so you have where they come down into the dining facility
right.
and different types of meals. I'm sure for everybody's
absolutely.
Needs that they have there. Some are vegans and those kind of things.
Yeah, they can.
They can have any of those, and like you said, the entertainment that goes out there. And this is the thing about, I know what you mean about friendship, and you know they've come to a place and their friends have moved away, or like you said, they've outlived them, and they're in their 70s, but they're very active and vital people.
Mm-hmm.
They can still drive and all these, and
right.
so now they've got a place to meet people, play cards, do throw water balloons at the general manager.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, there's going to be more and more and more of these as
well,
we have.
But they meet a need for sure.
But River Commons has got such a great reputation.
Yeah, we were River Oaks for many years. I worked under that family. And
okay.
then they were bought out in November last year by Ray Stone
mm-hmm.
Out of Sacramento. But when Rob and Cindy sold it, they looked for a buyer that would have the same philosophy of doing business as they had for all those years. And so they're carrying on that tradition of treating our residents with respect. You come in and take a tour. There's no pressure. We want the business, the community to sell itself. I don't sell anything. I just show you around when you're there. I show you what we do. If it's a good match for you, that's what sells it.
So what size are your... your places there? Are they all
we have
one
every,
bedroom?
Yeah,
or
we have everything from studios up to two-bedroom, two-bath units,
mm-hmm.
So different budgets are accommodated. And when you think about all the things we have, housekeeping once a week come in, we have a ton of activities, we pay the utilities, cable, three meals a day, we have transportation, 25-passenger bus, so we do shopping, banking, doctor's appointments, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they've lost their license and now they're really grounded.
That's
so,
true. Yeah.
As they get
older, but they're still
right, still
vital
very
people.
Vital.
They just need to get around. Yeah.
I had Miss Esteline that was there till she was 107 years old, and she was just phenomenal. I've had many, many go way above 100, 102, 103. And I believe that's really a testament to how healthy this lifestyle is for people. And as you said, it's like a cruise ship on land. I have several residents that they call me captain because that's how they feel about it.
It's a place, and I of course get magazines from the military,
mm-hmm.
things.
Right.
And much of those, many of those magazines are talking about places as you retire. And as you're retiring and as you move from your second job or into that part, you can, moving into a place
right.
where you don't have to worry about it. And there's, you can go out and play golf. You can come home. You don't have to worry about really too much.
Right. Yeah, that's just exactly right. We take care of the gardening and landscaping and utilities, all that.
Are they allowed to cook in the rooms if they want?
Well, they can. We don't. They have kitchenettes in them.
Kitchenettes, right.
I had a gal there that had a convection microwave, and she would bake, whatever. She'd bake muffins and stuff. So it's totally acceptable. But we don't set them up that way. Since we feed them three meals a day, that's
right.
just basically a snack kitchen for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's what I would be thinking, like cereal or something like that.
Yeah.
If they want it. Okay, that's great. So how do people get a hold of you, Brian?
221-2121 or river-commons.com is our website. And if you want to check us out, go to our website and hit the Facebook link. There's nothing like Facebook for getting real-time vision of what we do, because I keep it updated real regularly, and it gives you a better feel for than looking at still pictures of maybe the grounds or whatever.
You're more than happy to take people around, too. Somebody wanted to come up and say, hey, look, I'd like to take a look at this. You know, my parents are,
absolutely.
Like to move my parents closer to me.
Yep. I love to give tours. I do primarily most of the tours because I really enjoy that. And I'll answer any questions. We don't hide anything. There's no, like, you sit down
there's
and
no
go sign
paper.
There's no, you don't sit down and then suddenly find out there's some new fee you didn't know about. I got everything on the table up front. It's about being respectful to our seniors and their families, and that I'm really big on that.
Well, Brian, thanks a lot for, you know, first of all, thanks so much for We Back the Blue in the Shasta County here, but also what you're doing out there. You obviously love your job.
I do.
Okay, River Commons, give them a call at
221-2121, 301 Hartnell, right by the Veterans Clinic down there.
Right by the Veterans Clinic. It looks great, too. I pass it all the time going down to the bank. All right, we'll be right back with Lori Baker.
Tobacco and Brew brings you the news on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Good morning. In a nationwide address last night, President Trump says U.S. troops in Afghanistan will now be working to win.
After the extraordinary sacrifice of blood and treasure, the American people are weary of war without victory. Nowhere is this more evident than with the war in Afghanistan. The longest war in American history. 17 years.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CNN he strongly agrees with President Trump's announcement that there won't be a time-based solution to the Afghanistan operation.
I think it's important that we don't telegraph. I think that was a strategic mistake the last president made, that we shouldn't telegraph our timetable when we're leaving.
And Afghanistan's government as well, applauding President Trump's speech for focusing on needs and conditions instead of timelines. More than 40 people now injured when one train crashed into another in suburban Philadelphia. That happened earlier this morning.
The Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority says the crash happened a little after midnight. An inbound Norristown high-speed line train ran into an unoccupied park train at the 69th Street Terminal in Upper Darby. Nearly three dozen people were hurt, at least four of them seriously. One passenger told reporters at the scene the operator of the train was all banged up. The passenger said there was blood everywhere. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. I'm Shirley Smith.
Spain's national court in Madrid says Dris Wakbar, whose brother was one of the attackers shot dead in Cambrils last week, is testifying before a judge. He's the second of four van attack suspects to testify today before a judge. Now, his documents, which he reported stolen, were found in one of the vehicles used in the attacks that killed 14. This is Town Hall News.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD.
Scientists will be studying data from Monday's eclipse for quite some time.
This is a Super Bowl day of science. And unlike the Super Bowl, we don't know the score yet, except humanity wins, but we just don't know what we've learned yet.
Science writer Seth Borenstein.
There's an awful lot of things the scientists are going to figure out from this eclipse. So there's a 70-minute movie that has been filmed from Oregon to Charleston, although in Charleston they may have had a little trouble because of clouds. Of the eclipse. So everyone only gets 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes at most, but they're piecing it all together.
And the cool thing, even the animals in the Nashville Zoo, Seth says, put on a show of their own.
The two younger giraffes, they started running in circles. They were going crazy. The showbirds here got noisy just before totality.
He says the gorillas even sought out higher places. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Johnson & Johnson has lost another multi-million dollar lawsuit alleging they failed to warn consumers about potential cancer risks from talcum powder.
A Los Angeles jury has ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay $417 million to a woman who claimed that the talc in the company's baby powder causes ovarian cancer. Eva Echeverria had alleged that Johnson & Johnson failed to adequately warn consumers about the potential risk of talcum powder. She had used the baby powder since the 1950s and developed ovarian cancer in 2007. The verdict is the largest sum that's been awarded in a series of lawsuits that have been brought around the U.S.
And Macy's has hired a senior eBay executive as president, further streamlining its organization. Hal Lawton will become president of Macy's September 8th. And as president, Lawton will be responsible for all aspects of the Macy's brand, including merchandising, marketing, stores, operations, technology, consumer insights. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center of downtown Reading, or as we call it, Ground Zero in the reclamation of our city. Good morning. It's, gosh, like 6 minutes after. It's, what's the weather look like today for the rest of the day there, Bob? Maybe 2 or 3 days from now?
Well, the temperature is still hanging. It's 68 at the ball, but it's gone down a degree, in fact. And we are still looking for a high of 98 this afternoon, accompanied by a red flag warning later on for increased fire danger, which may be a result of the possible thunderstorms moving in tonight. And with thunderstorms come lightning, of course. So that could be the reason for the red flag warning. But anyway, that'll last until midnight. And then we'll see mostly clear skies again tomorrow and Thursday with highs of 199. Respectively. Again, right now, 68 degrees in downtown Reading.
Okay. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, the only sports club in town that has a indoor saltwater swimming pool. Yeah. Plus all the other things they have to make your working out as enjoyable as you can as you punish yourself like this for hours. Why go outside and sweat when you can go inside and watch TV and sweat like crazy as you're running on their treadmills or rowing on their machines or just lifting the free weights there? All of this at Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka Way and Court Street. And, of course, after you're finished, you can go in and get a facial at Boheme Spa. Get it all at Wellgate Sports Club. Okay, I'm here with Lori Baker. Good morning.
Good morning.
She is the CEO of the Reading Visitors Bureau. Surprise, surprise. So people out there that, you know, that are, you know, because when I put this out, some people are confused about this. Well, is this the one here? Is this the one there? No, you've got a big operation going here.
We do.
You do?
We do.
So tell us who Lori is.
Who Lori is. Well, yeah. Lori was born and raised in Reading. So cool. I love this town. Born and raised.
So
didn't
you
go
are,
away for a while.
You are one of those few.
I was one of those that came back.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I
okay.
know.
Why'd you come back?
Why'd I come back? Well,
did you leave after school or something?
Yeah,
or?
I went away to go to school.
Uh-huh.
And then got a job that I traveled a lot with my job, but I slowly went down south, further south, further south, further south, ended
you
up
mean,
in Redondo Beach.
Okay, you're talking further south in California.
In California,
okay, right.
Yeah, that's right. And then life changed, had children, husband had an opportunity to get a job up here, and so we packed up, quit our jobs, and moved up here.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're back.
I'm back.
How long have you been back?
Since 2007.
Well, that's when I came here. 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm beating my head against the wall.
You are?
For the radio, on a radio show. And here you are, and you look very relaxed, and you travel around and talk about how great it is.
I know. It's the best
job
ever. No,
I'm just kidding. I like this job. I like this. okay. So what is exactly the Reading Visitors. It's Reading Convention and Visitors Bureau, but it's really Reading Visitors Bureau.
Yeah. Right. Without going through all the history, I guess they did manage the convention center.
Right. And then, but since
then,
Bethel's taken that over.
So, yeah, Advanced Reading manages that now. And so we mainly work with our visitors. So a lot of people don't know who we are and what we do because our job is to talk about Reading outside of Reading. Our job is really not to talk about anything here and do stuff here. It's to tell all the visitors what a great place we are to visit. And when they visit, they leave their money here. And we can use that money. It circulates around Reading. So that's what's kind of, in a nutshell, our job is to bring people here so that they are local. Local people don't have to. Our local businesses can get revenue from more than just our local citizens. And when the people come here, if they stay in the hotels, then they pay a TOT tax, transient occupancy tax. And most of that, about 75-78%, depending on the year, goes to the general fund. So we don't have to pay as many taxes. So that money's going to pay for our streets, fire, police. And then the remainder goes back to us so we can market to the outside world. So they come in, so they stay in the hotels. So we put money in our general fund. It's a pretty good system.
Now, does the... So 75% or 78% goes back into
it
the
depends.
Somewhere around that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the rest is used for marketing. I mean, I understand that.
Right.
Okay. So how many people come to Reading every year?
You know, that's a hard, that's difficult. But we have about 3,000 room nights. We can do the math. We have about 3,000 room nights. Listen to me, about 3,000 rooms to fill.
Uh-huh.
Use my lingo. And in the summertime, the hotels are about 85% occupied. Some of them are 95% occupied. And then in the winter, when we have fewer visitors, we're down to about 50% occupied on average. So that's kind of it. You just take maybe a 65% average, between winter and summer, times 3,000.
I'm not going to
per
figure
day.
That. I'm
yeah.
Gonna,
so
try,
that
I'm not gonna
that would
figure
be the
that
number. That'd be the number I'd come up with math wise.
Okay. So we have 3,000 nights we could fill motels
per day.
Per day. And then, okay, so the percentages of it. And, of course, that makes sense, summer and winter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about all the other places around here? Now, how do you count that? That's just in Reading.
Just in Reading.
You all support more than just Reading, though.
Yeah, right? Very good. That's okay. That's
I read.
You read a little.
I read a little bit. Poor people, come on.
So the Reading.
You'd be surprised at things I read.
I bet. The Visitors Bureau handles the Reading area and properties. Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association, which runs the California Welcome Center down in Anderson.
Right.
That organization is a membership organization. It promotes all 8 counties, northeastern counties of California. So that, and through that one, I run but that and the Visitors Bureau.
So you really, you've got, you represent all of the, did you say 8 counties?
Eight
counties plus Reading.
Right.
Okay.
So Reading's job, Reading comes from money through the hotels, from visitors.
Right, from TOT.
To fill Reading. And we'll talk about all the stuff like Lassen and Whiskey Town and Shasta and all that stuff. Well, Shasta Cascade was formed 90 years ago. 90 years ago, a bunch of business people got together and said, you know what? Each one of us can promote our businesses, but why don't we get together, pull our resources, and market the whole area? We get more people in the area. Each of us gets more people in our doors. So that's the business model at Shasta Cascade. It's a membership model. And so with that one over there, we'll work with all the properties outside of Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And try and fill those. We bring in travel writers. We'll run ads in Sunset and Via and National Geographic, and we bring in travel writers, and we go after tour operators and say, hey, on your itinerary, you got to bring people to Reading. Let's go north of San Francisco. There's a whole different California up here. So we'll work with tour operators and convince them that they can make money if they sell jobs. They sell trips up here.
Okay.
So they'll sell bus trips, and then internationally, they will have their vacation guides, and they'll sell trips, and we try and get in those vacation guides, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm here with Lori Baker, who is the CEO of the Reading Visitors Bureau, but also you head up the Shasta Cascade
Wonderland,
which represents, of course, Reading represents us in Reading, but Shasta Cascade covers everything else for 8 counties. Okay, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back because this is big. This is huge, and I don't think people realize how big it is. And that's what started me on this one day was somebody, I was looking at it I have time to read and stuff. And I was looking at it and going, well, we have this and we have that. Well, and then started, well, how big is this thing? And it's big. This portion of the show, speaking of big, they have big diamonds down at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman. They can do it all down there. Their estate jewelry is, they've got a great selection of estate jewelry. And if you're looking for that special bauble or piece of jewelry for your loved one, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Lori Baker.
In the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Lighty.
Join us Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 for Reading Beer Week.
Carl and I will be serving New Glory craft beer along with some of your local favorites.
That's right. Not only that, but food's going to be available, appetizers, and you can play pool while enjoying your suds.
That's Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 right next to Woody's.
Starts at 3 p.m. and goes to 7 p.m. Come on down and buy Ted and I a beer.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda is on assignment today. It's Tuesday, so she's on assignment. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? Yes, it's under 100 degrees, but it makes no difference because you still have to have make sure everything's working there. So it's Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. It's because they are the best in the North State. This is the only ones that we recommend. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Better known business. big here in town. Lots of phones ringing today, so maybe there's some questions coming here, because I'm with Lori Baker, who's the CEO of the Reading Visitors Bureau, but also runs the Shasta Cascade Wonderland
Association,
which covers eight counties. While the Reading was. Okay, so now you're talking about all these places that you advertise, because your job is to get people here. The more people we have here, the more people that fill up the rooms, but the more people that eat at our diners and our restaurants and go down our rivers. The fly shop. Let me just throw the fly shop out. Do you work with the fly shop at all?
Oh, the fly shop's great. We love working with the fly shop. Are you kidding? They're one of the largest organizations out there. So
people don't realize how big they go.
I know,
by that.
Little old Reading.
Well, Bertha and Mike have built this thing. They bring in something like 10 to 15,000 people a year come in through the fly shop just to fish here.
Yeah. They do a wonderful job. I'll see them out when we'll go to the meetings when they're talking about river closures. And it's interesting. I learn a lot listening to their viewpoint on it. And, they really do care about protecting the fish because that's their livelihood.
And, and making sure the river's okay.
Right.
But they also bring in a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you advertise. So where you talked a little bit about it. How do you keep track of when you advertise? I mean, how many publications would you say?
Jeez, I'd have to sit and count. But there's probably, we have print, and what else? TV. See, print, TV, radio. Digital.
Uh-huh.
We do. So on digital, we'll do digital ads, and we'll also do what we call pre-roll. So it's like if you're watching something like YouTube, or you're watching something, one of our commercials will go up there. So we call that pre-roll. So I call it the marketing wheel. I try and do everything, because mm-hmm. you can't just do one type of marketing and think you're hitting everybody that might be interested. So you say how many different publications? If I look at my budget, probably at least 20 different places.
20 different places. Okay.
Probably.
How do you keep track?
That's not keeping track is easy. Actually tracking.
I mean keeping track of what you pay. I mean, that is easy. But
yeah.
How do you track
the benefits
of it? Because that's a big thing we always ask, because we ask people to advertise mm-hmm. with us. Well, how do you keep track of how many people that come in?
That's not easy to do, because you talk about conversions. How do I know you saw my ad on the TV? And then it could be
a year ago I saw
before
your ad.
Before you decide, you know what, we really need to go by, and it's been a long time, we need to get to Reading. So that's difficult to track. So what we try and do is we'll send our digital ads and different things, we'll send to the website. So mm-hmm. we'll watch website traffic. And then TOT, if TOT is going up or down, we measure it to last year. So that's basically all we
this
can
is
do.
This is a tough job you have, because yeah. You're advertising in 20 different areas. You're doing digital. You're doing all this stuff. And all of a sudden you get a spike. What was that?
Yeah, thank you. I'm probably more transparent than I should be, because a lot of people say, well, you should, have a formula in this and be able to. I can't be. If I'm going to be totally 100% honest, I'm going to say all of these things. We can bring exposure, but I can't tell you absolutely because of us. I'd like to say that, because we are getting exposure out there. If people didn't hear about Reading, it wouldn't be top of mind. But I've got to believe it's a partnership. Something else also spurs them. Our great local events and those people and what they're doing.
Cool April Nights. Shout out to the family of Doug Carney, of course, who just passed away, who put his life's blood into this town. So you go. Are you going heavier digitally now, because more people into digitized media? Okay. Let's just break in for a second. Accident at Shasta and Pine Streets. That's right up the street here. Has it stopped traffic, Bob?
Partially. Frank Rose called in. He's said a vehicle ran a red light across Pine coming westbound on Shasta. The vehicle is now flipped over, and Shasta is down to one lane coming our direction westbound. There are fire trucks on both sides of the street.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Reich, for calling in. I was throwing things at Bob because he kept talking while I'm trying to listen here. All right. So you might want to try and avoid the Shasta and Pine Street intersection. Okay. Lori.
Yeah.
Okay. So the digitized side of advertising. How do you, I mean, is that something, I mean, that is that easier to do? Because you can just shoot it out to 1,000 different sites? Thousands?
Well,
millions?
I guess. It's really and honestly, it's just as easy as anything else as far as the work on our part and the number of people. But we'll, in a print advertising, we will look at the reach. Where is that publication going? Mm-hmm. How many households? The income of the households. When we look at radio, same thing. Where are those stations covering and what type of demographic are they covering and what station, what type of people are listening? When we do TV, same thing. Like right now, we used to do a lot of TV in the Bay Area, and we're moving and doing more in the Sacramento area. We'll kind of move it around, and then and we do some up in Oregon and Washington. We'll do more digital in Oregon and Washington, more digital in the further areas. Print is, see, I talked about print, digital, radio, billboards. There's two billboards on I-5 that are ours. And
I think I've seen those.
Yeah, and what we do is we partner with different people like the Civic. We gave them one of them for a while to promote one of their shows. We give one even though, you know, we pay for it all year long, but then also Turtle Bay, we'll let them use one to promote for a while. So that's our way of helping the community. Is our job's to market outside, but we have so many wonderful organizations inside, and how can we support them? Everybody has a different way of supporting. And our way of supporting is saying, hey, you have something to market? We will put it on our TV. We'll buy the TV space and put your commercial on. We'll talk about you on the radio. We will put you on our billboards. We'll do a digital ad for you.
But that's outside this area,
outside
though.
The
it's
area.
Always outside this
always.
Area, and I understand that because
we're
here.
Already here.
We're here.
Yeah.
So how far away do you go?
Well,
some of these magazines must be national, though, right? And international? Or?
Oh, our magazine, our print, we'll keep it. It depends. Some of the things we'll do internationally. It depends on who we're going after to talk to. But as a rule, like via, we'll hit California, Nevada, Washington, Idaho, you know, that area. So we kind of stay closer to home with the print. A lot of the things we will also, we kind of have these rings. So like a 3-hour drive in.
Sure.
Too close, they're not going to spend the night.
Right.
But 3 hours, we're a great weekend spot.
Uh-huh.
So we'll do that. And then we'll go out further going after people that, hey, if they're going to go to another state to vacation, why not come here? So that's another ring.
Why not come
and
here?
Then we work with Visit California and Discover USA to promote in Germany, UK, Japan, China. We're getting a lot of, believe it or not, Chinese visitors here. We've gotten a lot of Japanese visitors over and German visitors.
We see a lot of people downtown here.
Mm-hmm.
And as downtown grows and gets control of what we're doing down here, we're going to see, I think, more visitors down here. We get some hotels that are decent. The one across the street's fine. But I wouldn't recommend anything else around here. So
we have a few downtown that are fine. We really do.
I'm talking about the one across the street. The Americana's not, and all the other ones have been shut down. What other ones do you recommend?
But I'm not supposed to do that. But
okay,
But
that's
fine. Say that we have. I would say we have a good three or four.
Okay, I mean just downtown here.
Just
downtown. Because we go out on Hilltop and all that, and then now the Sheraton. What impact will the Sheraton do you think have on tourism?
I think it's going to be fabulous. I mean, stop and think. Look at where it's located. Right on the river, right next to the Civic, right next to the Sundial Bridge, Turtle Bay. And it's a different clientele. It's a 4-star hotel. We've never had a 4-star hotel. All the people who say, I'm not going to stay in a 3-star, will come and stay in that one because it's a 4-star. So it's a whole new set of people that mainly might have driven by. They will stop now.
None of those people were obviously in the service. We're a 1-star hotel at times, was what you'd call luxury. Okay.
What's it called? Barracks, right?
No, I mean, actually, I mean, after you've been laying in the dirt and the mud, you know, you get into a place that's got a covering over your head and it's, you know, and the wind doesn't blow through. That is 4-star.
That's prime. Huh? Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with Lori Baker. She's the head of CEO for the Reading Visitors Bureau, but also the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. And I got a bunch of questions that are starting to line up here, but we're going to take a quick break first. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A true tribute band bringing you the excitement, energy, and hits of a live Rolling Stone show. Join us Friday, September 15th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Rudy Colombini and the unauthorized Rolling Stones live in the Event Center. Colombini's staggering, Jagger-esque showmanship engages in a battle of the sexes with a trio of seductive, bluesy backup vocals. This nine-piece ensemble is a must-see theatrical rock show you will not want to miss as they perform the Rolling Stones' greatest hits. Like a Rolling Stone, you can't always get what you want. Let's Spend the Night Together, Brown Sugar, and many more. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this show are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Rudy Colombini and the unauthorized Rolling Stones live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 15th. A good time will be had by all. Let's Spend the Night Together. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaum. Linda's on assignment today. 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 22nd of August, 2017, 69 degrees, going up to 98 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place in the world to get a haircut. The only place, veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. I go down there occasionally. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Lori's sitting here looking at me and smiling. Not sure if that's true or not, but it's on the window. So you go down.
It has to be true.
It has to be true. If it's, you know, if it's written on the window in front of a barbershop, it's got to be true. It's right off of Athens Avenue. Head on down there. I'm with Lori Baker, who is taking my slings and arrows pretty well. I haven't, you know. And she is the CEO of the Reading Visitors Bureau and the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. Reading, of course, Visitors Bureau is easy to understand. The other one represents eight different counties. Okay, had several questions coming through here. One, how much is the budget for your organizations?
Well, it's funny. So Reading itself has a $2 million budget, and that's overhead and that's marketing. And most, I would, about 60% of it or more goes to actual marketing. 65% goes to actual marketing. So we really try and keep our overhead down.
So 35% is overhead.
Yes,
and,
right about.
And what does that include?
Rent, salaries, you know, electricity, office supplies, computers,
travel. That's part of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's part of all of that.
Okay.
And so the rest all goes to marketing Reading. And so it's $2 million. Half of it comes from TOT. And the TOT comes from visitors. Visitors come stay in a hotel. They pay a TOT tax.
Transit occupancy tax that goes to the general fund.
General fund. So 10% is what they pay.
Okay.
And about 75 cents on the dollar goes to the general fund.
And they raise like $4 million a year.
About $4 million a year comes to the hotels for the general fund.
You get 25% of the money that goes into the general fund. They kick $1 million back to you.
Right.
Essentially.
Right. Because that's, I think, the way we started, before my time.
Uh-huh.
But the way we started was, okay, this is, a law was set that, hey, cities need money. They need tourism. It's a big industry. So how do you fund tourism? And so that's when TOT was started. And then as time went on, cities needed more money. Things got rough for cities everywhere. And so more and more went to the general fund, which I'm quite proud of. It's now our job mainly is to fill the general fund so citizens don't have to pay those taxes.
No,
so that's part
I'm
of it.
So
that's
that.
We are a funding mechanism, let's say, for
a
the general
funding
fund.
Machine.
Funding machine.
Okay, now, but that's only half.
That's only half.
Where's the other million?
The other half comes from the hoteliers. They got together and realized $1 million doesn't do much. Advertising's expensive, and so it doesn't do much. So what they did is they got together and went to city council and said, we wanted to assess ourselves. So they added 2% onto a room price, so the visitor pays another 2%. All of that comes to us to market, so that's the other $1 million.
Okay. And so they obviously think you all are doing a great job.
Yeah, in fact, they are my board of directors. They're my bosses.
I know. I saw that when I read that.
Yeah, and so we have meetings, and I'll tell them my ideas, and they'll give their thoughts and their feedback. And
do they get the final say, or is it? And they tell you, or do they? Are you running it, and they are just on your board? And how does that work?
It's my job to make sure I know what's going on and the latest and greatest and all the changes in marketing, and I take it to them.
Okay.
And then they will look at it and say, I think that's a great idea, or should we really do that? And then they'll come to me and say, we think you should do this as well. So it's my job to present great ideas to them, and then they also will tell me things that they think they'd like me to look into, they think would be
they
good.
They want to, like, to give money to, or you provide money to Cool April Nights.
Yes. Yeah, Cool April Nights brings in of the 2,000 people that attend.
Uh-huh.
You know,
is that only 2,000?
2,000 cars.
2,000 cars.
2,000 cars. More people than that. Because many times there's two people per car.
Car.
That's right.
So these are 2,000
registrants.
Okay, 2,000 registrants, and they come from all over.
So we have our locals that love to show off their cars at Cool April Nights, but a majority of those people are coming from outside the area.
And they spend how long here?
They spend a full week here usually.
They do. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So then you all help support Cool April Nights.
Because they're supporting us.
Right. Do you help support other events?
We do. The best way we like to support is to advertise for them. So anybody that, like Turtle Bay, we will advertise Turtle Bay in different places. And we also give them a billboard. We'll put them in print. We put them in most.
You provide money to them?
When they'll have a big exhibit, we will provide
money. Well, yeah, because exhibits bring people in.
Right.
I'm not trying to, I know you don't know me really, but I'm just trying to say because I think that there's things that people don't know about that this is where your money goes to. And of course, when you say your money, it's your money like you're paying out because this is TOT stuff. But it's still, I think people need to know just all the things that you guys do. Like you help support like the Mythic Creatures.
Right.
And this year. And you help support the Cool April Nights because that brings more people in here, which rises the tide. Yep. Now, I was totally surprised when you told me that July went down a little bit in tourism when we've got the lake full for the first time in what? Years. And I talk to the different, Holiday Harbor friends, and they advertise with us. They are just, they don't have another boat. They can't borrow another boat to put on that lake until after Labor Day. And yet, tourism's down a little bit.
Right. And there's other months that it will just be through the roof full. So our job basically is to tell people about Reading, but to tell them when to land.
Yeah.
They don't always land when we tell them to land, but they'll decide when to come. But our job is
why don't
to
you come
them.
On those days when it's 115? Yeah, you just come on out. Hey, where is everybody? We're inside looking at you stupid tourists. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Well, and I got back. I came back from Iraq and came up here, and somebody said, it's 112 degrees. And I just looked at him.
That's nothing.
I said, 112? Yeah. I said, but I mean, I'm sitting here in shorts and a T-shirt, and it's air-conditioned. You know,
that's what I always tell people. We have air-conditioning.
We have air-conditioning.
We have lakes, rivers.
Now, how about Cool April? Not Cool April Nights. We know that one. How about the Big Bike Week?
Big Bike Weekend. We support Big Bike Weekend. All we can do for them. Basically, there we have, let's see, we given them money.
Oh, it's not even money, but how about do you push
advertising
out?
Yeah,
advertising.
Absolutely.
That's the big thing that they needed to push that out.
Because they want outside people to bring their bikes
here.
Yes.
There's no reason that, and as scary as this may be to a lot of people, that Redding couldn't have 40,000 bikers here. We have the most beautiful country to ride in.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these lakes. We have places for people to stay, I mean, all around these areas. And if you think if you bring 40,000 bikers in, how much money that is. And forget the thing about everybody, oh, my God, they're a bunch of outlaws. That most of your people that ride Harleys and all these bikes are doctors, lawyers, or people with, as Harley says, a 70,000-plus income.
Well, also think of it this way.
Yeah.
They're on a motorcycle. They can't haul an ice chest.
There you go.
And they're not. Yeah, they need
and
to stay in a
stay?
Hotel.
That's right.
And they need to eat out. And
they need all that stuff. And mm-hmm. and see, I would love to see. And Connie Grenoble, God bless her, is doing this almost single-handedly all the time. That if we could come up with a campaign that could bring in 30,000 bikes, 10,000, 5,000. How about just as large? How about 2,000 to 3,000? Let's just start there.
Yeah.
What a big jump that would be.
Especially in October.
October. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, see, that's the kind of things that I see that, you know, that also need help. Are there projects that you would like to see happen, Lori? I mean, you swing a pretty big stick out there when it comes to advertising. I mean, you are the guru. Is there something you'd like to see Redding do and or this area up here to say, we've done this? You know, you need to come see this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'll answer that two ways.
Okay.
One is Redding has already created probably the best trail system in the U.S. If you look at that trail system, you're not crossing busy streets. You have the single track trails, you have the paved trails. Look at it, goes all along the river. There's a lot of river trails that don't follow the river as far as ours does.
Right.
And ours also has a lot of shady spots. And it's also
miles and miles
and difficult
walking,
areas.
Walking, bicycling.
Everything, yeah. So I would say we already have the best trail system. So we do market that a lot. But
okay.
I'm always looking for, you know, that golden star of how do we make sure the whole world really believes us? Because that's it. They don't believe us till they get here.
Well, you know, features, you know, and you go into the benefits, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, you're the marketing guru here. What do we say the benefit is of coming to Redding in this area?
We'll talk about it all the time, is that it when people from the outside come in, they're just shocked. They're saying, we had no idea you had so many things to do in such close proximity. So that's huge for people, mm-hmm. because we don't have the traffic. They're really enthralled with our clean river and our clean air and how it isn't congested, and that they can get to all types of wonderful things within an hour. And so it's just, they're just in awe. And they always say, I had no idea, and we're coming back. It's just getting them to try it the first time, because their only thing they know is a gas station on the way through.
Yeah. I mean, I never heard of Redding until I got up here.
And everybody who lives here and visits here absolutely loves it. We're a gem.
We have our problems.
Like everybody.
Like everybody. And I want to address this with you. I'm going to take an early break because I was having dinner with, I have, you can imagine, we have dinners with eclectic groups of all kinds there because of our friendships that go across with several doctors the other night. And they're recruiting doctors. And I want to talk to you about that.
Sure.
We're going to take an early break here. Let me find somebody to say that we're brought to you. Oh, I know what it's going to be. Tomorrow from 3 to 7. Linda and I will be pouring beer and more at the VFW Hall 1934. This is not the VFW Hall. This is the VFW Post 1934. It's on Oregon Street next to Woody's. We're going to be there from 3 to 7. We're going to be pouring beer and more. It's a full bar, but it's part of Reading, as part of Reading's Beer Week. But it's being catered by the best little sandwich shop in town. If you haven't had that, you are missing out because they have outstanding food, too. So come on in between 3 and 7 after we pay for the expenses there. All the money goes back into Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 1934. Pool table, shuffleboard, it's just barbecue, all of it is going to be tomorrow between 3 and 7 p.m. at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 1934 on right next to Woody's. Okay, we'll be right back with Lori Baker.
You too.
Better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Just a small town
girl. You know what? I want to sing this because when they were there, when they were here, Six Wire was here. And the guy, Steve Algeri from Journey, was here, and he sang that. and I was recording it on my phone, and I sang along with him. And then when I played it back, I realized the only voice I could hear was mine, and it was so horrible. I just ruined that whole thing. So I don't sing along anymore.
Karaoke Carl.
Karaoke Carl on this one. No longer. No longer. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to KCNR 1460. We're here with Lori Baker, who is the CEO of the Reading. Yes, it's Convention and Visitors Bureau, Russell. Yes, you're right. That's what it is. But it's really the Visitors Bureau, because the Convention Center is being run by Advanced Reading. But she's also heads up the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association, which is like eight different counties in there. We've talked about it just to kind of synopsize this. Advertises all over the world, literally. But, you know, going in different circles because we want people to come here. Their budget's $2 million. It comes out of the hotels. It doesn't come out of the – it does not come from your taxes. It comes strictly from the hotels and the TOTs. And we're going to talk about – getting people and new ways of doing things to come to this town. But first, we're going to go to Billy Bob. Hang on for a second, Billy Bob. Okay, we're ready.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Carl.
Great
show.
Hey,
listen,
you.
I got a question for Lori. Did she ever know Tom Reginato, who ran the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association for years?
Billy Bob, I did not have the pleasure of getting to meet John Reginato, but I have heard so many stories about him and what a wonderful job he did for our community that he used to, you know, I'm a little jealous because he used to take everybody out fishing and hunting and he'd take all these travel writers out, but he did a fabulous job getting all of those type of travel writers to know about our area.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, that's my question is how much, because he was an avid sportsman. And like you said, he did so many things in inviting these Bay Area riders in. And so the thing is how much concentration and priority are you guys putting on the outdoor recreation, meaning the hunting and fishing, the river guides, Mount Shasta Ski Park, Mount Lassen? I was just wondering how much priority and how many situations can we create here that induces these Bay Area people to get off their butts and get up here? So,
well, Billy Bob, I think we need
good question, you. Billy Bob. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we need Billy Bob out there talking for us. No, 100%. I'm going to say 100%. That's what we do. We promote outdoor recreation. We don't do as much of the hunting as we used to. We still do fishing. We just did in Hunt and Fish. We just did a thing about boar hunting. But mainly it's fishing, a little bit of hunting, but mainly outdoor recreation because right now in today's world.
There is, thanks a lot, Billy Bob. I think what Billy Bob is, there's a real industry up here when it comes to, feral pig hunting. They're everywhere up here. And it's $500 every time they hunt a pig. You think about that. And, plus they stay here. And there's guide services around here. So just, you know, something else to, you know, put on your plate, turkey hunting and all that. I mean, yeah, the number of hunters are down, but number of fishermen are still staying about the same. But this is a great area for both of those. All right, let's go to Susan. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was just thinking when your guest was talking about not people don't know how great Reading is until they come here. I was just wondering, wouldn't that be a measuring stick for the tourism board to look at and go, wow, if people don't know it until they get here, then maybe there's a little more we should be doing to draw people here. So I would just love to hear her answer off the air, please. And
sure.
Thank you so much.
You bet, Susan. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. When I say that a lot of people don't know where Reading is, our job is to get more people to know. So every year we're doing radio, print, TV, digital, all we can. We do, consumer shows. I never talked to that, but we'll go to Gilroy Garlic Festival and places like that. So we do a lot to get exposure to tell people about Reading, and more people know about it. That's our job, but I'll tell you, a lot still don't.
Do you pay people to go to these?
My team. Office. We have four. We have four people doing all this work. That's a lot of work.
Do you ever contract it out? In other words,
yes.
Say you have a somebody that's an expert in a field,
mm-hmm.
and that you send them. I'm just going to use not because I ride a motorcycle anymore, mm-hmm. but you send them to a motorcycle meet or a motorcycle rally, and then, hey, come to Reading because it's better here. That kind of stuff. And maybe not be your forte, but you might have somebody that would be, you know, Connie, or somebody that would be very much a representative that would be a great representative for that.
That's a great idea.
You don't have to pay the retirement
as we
or anything?
Should. Yeah. Well, we don't pay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
you're not a city employee.
We're not a city employee.
So you don't have to worry about that anyway.
No.
So.
Nope.
So you're not going to come. You're not going to come back 15 years from now making $100,000 off the city.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, we could try that, but. No, we're nonprofit.
75 doctors. We're looking for 75 doctors, Lori. I'm talking to the doctors. They're saying, no problem with the doctors.
Uh-huh.
The families, getting the families up here. And because of they read things that are negative. How much is that impacting on, you think, on our tourism up here? Is there any way at all?
It does impact tourism. Unfortunately, we're not. I feel safer on the streets here. I do a lot of traveling, and I feel safer on the streets here than anywhere else. However, that news does make people think we're worse than other areas. So it does impact us, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up the hospitals, because we haven't – we just were in infancy of talking with the hospitals, and, I mean, real infancy of how can we support them? How do we get the families – help get the families out and about and see how wonderful it is here – and so that they're comfortable. And we're just now talking about how we can support them and do that as a visitors bureau.
You know what? That's so important that we be able to do this and be kind of like a symbiotic type of relationship we have with all of our assets out there. Because you reach out everywhere. So why not be able to use your assets to say, hey, you know what? It's yes, we have our problems, but less than many other places, a lot less than Portland, a lot less than Seattle, a lot less than Vancouver, B.C., and we're on the cusp of all these things are happening downtown. Why not be able to use your all's expertise in something like that? Even though it maybe doesn't fall in your exact purview.
Exactly. A lot of people don't know who we are and what we do. However, we are partnering with a lot of local organizations to just do that. How can we support? How can we help and still meet our own mission? There's so many great organizations doing great work in Reading, and we can't do everything. But if it fits our mission and talking to visitors, we are all on board to work with anybody.
Okay. All right. So where are you all heading now? We got like 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. So where are you heading now in this? I mean, this year, are you emphasizing any special place, any special destination type things? Oh, you know, we are a viticultural area now.
Yes.
Have you pushed that out?
Again, in the infancy, because what we need when we talk to tourists, we have to be able to say, you can go to this ranch, this farm, this orchard, and you can pick your own stuff and you can buy stuff and you can see how they do the work. So right now there's some wonderful people getting together who are now trying to figure out how are they going to run their businesses. They're looking at to put things together, and once they have those ready and they can make tours, then absolutely we're going to be all over that.
Well, there's a variety of places and wineries around here that have tours. But
the we new do winery tours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new wine village is coming up. So
Marcus, we work with Marcus.
And Kelly, yeah. Okay, so you've got to try and stay ahead of the game here. And so, again, where do you think that this year or this coming year, you must have a 5-year plan or a 3-year plan. 2 years?
You know what? Seriously, marketing, what works changes so fast.
Yeah.
We have yearly plans, and we do submit them to the city every year, our marketing plan, where we're going to spend our money, what we're going to spend it on. And then we do a yearly presentation and also report that says, okay, this is what we did, and these are the findings. And
these are open to the public, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's how I saw them.
Yep.
But you're always looking for ideas, too.
Absolutely. I wish I was so smart I didn't need ideas, but I'm not quite there.
Okay. Yeah. I don't need to know anything because I don't need any help because I know everything. That kind of thing.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here because I've been here and I've been here 7 years. So don't tell me anything. Okay. Gosh, Lori, thanks a lot for being here.
For
me, I think a lot of people have these same questions. What do you do? You know, how do we measure it? And it's hard to measure. Would you like to see some more big events like Cool April Nights?
Oh, absolutely.
So what do you think would be a great event for here? I said something about the motorcycle thing, but what do you think would be a great event here?
Anything that's outdoors, because you're not going to find another place that has all the outdoors that we do. Anything that's running or cycling or swimming or hiking or climbing.
They tried to have a triathlon here, you remember?
Yeah.
A couple years ago, failed miserably. Because they couldn't get the backing for it, you know, and to get all the people here.
I just think anything that big, that new, takes a lot more planning and time.
Than what they did.
Yeah, it's
what
a great
about
idea.
What about a music festival?
Oh, that'd
here,
be fabulous. You know, we're perfect
for
that.
A week. I think so. I think we are too. We've got so many venues.
Mm-hmm.
So, but somebody just needs to put all that stuff together.
Hey, they put it together. I'll market it.
All right. Okay, Lori Baker, who is the CEO of the Reading Visitors Bureau and the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association, has been our guest today, and we've talked about what they do, where they reach out to, their budget. How many people do you have working for you?
The Reading Visitors Office has 4 people.
Okay, Shasta Cascade?
Has 3 part-time, 4 part-time, and 1 full-time.
Got it. Okay, well, thanks so much, and... give us your videos, because we've got our own YouTube channel. We'd love to put those on there.
We will do that.
All right. Thanks a lot, Laura.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow with Adam McElvain telling us what's going on at City Hall, as much as he knows.
Won't be turned around.
KCNR, Shasta Redding, the news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
Navy divers have located the bodies of some of the 10 sailors missing after the USS John S. McCain collided yesterday with a tanker east of Singapore.
The Pacific Fleet's top officer says some remains were found in a compartment flooded when the destroyer collided with an oil tanker off the Malaysian coast.
It's premature to say how many and what the status of recovery of those bodies is.
Admiral Scott Swift says Malaysian officials have also found a body and the U.S. will work to identify it. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Afghanistan's